you're thinking is wrong. I am saying that the community that we have as Highlands today will not exist. It will be absorbed by somebody else because no one will be able to pay the taxes to keep the community the way it is. So we have to try to make a change and do that. This is one of the things that we're trying to do. Is everything going to fly? Absolutely not. But what we would like to have is an open mind to say, if it doesn't happen, we're in this particular situation today. If we do make some changes, and they're the right changes, and we believe that they're the right changes, and we can get the community behind us, I think that Highlands will be able to flourish as an independent town. If it does not, we will not be an independent town because our tax rate will be so high that no one will live here.
I have a good example, and you're on the board, Mr. Mullen. I have a good example of this. And I'm sorry it's going to hit home here, but that's the way it is. We had somebody years ago that wanted to...
Can I ask a favor? Can we just take a five-minute break?
Sure.
Sorry to cut you off, but there's a reason for it.
Sure.
Thanks.
I got it.
No problem. Right, we're gonna recess.
I was going to bring up your situation, so that's...
All right, we're going to bring up back. I'm going down to bars.
Okay, I'm going to call the meeting back to order. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mullen?
Here.
Mr. O'Neill's absent. Mr. Schulner?
Here.
Mr. Parla?
Here.
Mr. Roberts is absent. Ms. Peterson?
Here.
Mayor Nolan is absent. Mr. Stockton?
Here.
Ms. Ruby and Mr. Shields are both absent.
Okay, we still have our quorum.
Right.
And that is my segue into the next thing I'm going to say before we get back into this application. With regard to the next two items on the agenda, action of any other business pertaining to the review of the report regarding the rezoning ordinance amendment and the resolution adoption approval of that zoning ordinance amendment report, we have an issue with our quorum because we just have five members here now, but I am conflicted out from any discussions on those two items. And when I step down from the dais, we won't have a quorum for that. So if you're here for those two items, they're not going to be heard tonight. They're going to be carried to the next meeting.
Which is August 11th.
Which is August 11th. Welcome to stay.
Okay.
Now, getting back to the item that we were discussing, the review of the Highlands Business Partnership recommendations for zoning changes or amendments.
What I was going to say, he was talking about, you know, changing things and not changing things. I remember an application that came to the zoning board to actually get rid of a boarding house. The gentleman wanted to convert his boarding house into apartments. He was tired of dealing with the type of people that stayed in the boarding house. The police were always there. And one vote stopped that from happening. That boarding house is still there. A lot of arrests, a couple stiffs taken out of there. I'm not joking. One weekend, I think they had three guys taken out of there. I believe Mr. Mullins was a deciding vote that let preserve that boarding house. This is one of the things that is a problem when you restrict and try to keep things the way they are. That boarding house is still there. It's still a problem. It's not going anywhere. And that gentleman owns it. I'm just saying that basically this is what happened. It was so restrictive. Anybody else would have rushed to get rid of this, but because we were very tight on, you know, the preservation and the changing of the use variances, it went down. And that was 10 years ago. No, it's a matter of the town's record. I don't know that I'm out of line by saying it. It actually happened, and it's an example of what happened.
I think we should really... That's fine. It's been said. You can't unring a bell, but I think you should really... Board has not yet digested what you've said, and we're getting into a lot of philosophical issues as opposed to substantive recommendations. So if you stick to the report, you know, and then there's going to be more opportunity for this. There's going to be more dialogue.
Well, I just wanted to, that was one of the, go through town and different times where that happened, and those buildings are still there. They're still boarded up, and people tried to come in. Sometimes they were unreasonable, and sometimes the decisions were there, but more often than not, it had to do with one vote, and we preserved something that was less than desirable.
One of the most important, or should we say substance, of our report is on page 8, and this was something that the board were very adamant about, B1 and B2, combining the districts with those, the following uses permitted. I don't know if you want me to read them out loud, but one of the problems now in, and I think many of you already know, we've had situations where 15 Bay Avenue, the people that tried to have a frame shop there, a graphic shop, I can remember all the trouble for them, A.J. Solomon's stockbroker office, investment banker office, all had problems getting mercantiles because those uses were not allowed. So these recommendations here of combining B1 and B2 with many of these uses are very important to us in the commercial district. And then, of course, we proceed to list what we don't want, and we don't know if that's allowed. But
I did have a question, because I don't understand it. Okay. What is an assembly use? We recommend removing assembly uses because they lead to tax-exempt entities that are not ratables. What's an assembly use?
A church. A church, a legion.
I thought you were putting something together. It said assembly. I didn't understand.
There happens to be some law.
There's
some law regarding churches. It's very, very difficult and very dicey to deny a church use variance or anything like that. There's some federal law now that seems to indicate.
Okay.
I think that's true at any zone.
Churches can be wherever they want.
But we didn't mean church, like American Legion, Kiwanis, those types of entities, which would be tax exempt.
Well, because they take up a lot of parking.
They take up parking.
Well, maybe you need to define it if churches are protected and the American Legion isn't.
We don't know. We figured that's where the professionals
would. We just figured there was enough churches, that's all. We just figured there was enough.
The professionals would look at that.
The professionals would correct. We're not planners.
We'll be politically correct.
We know we would be corrected in many areas.
I didn't. I thought you were like putting together bicycles or something.
Something like a meeting hall or anything.
In a sense, it's like manufacturing.
Later on, you do recommend conference.
Maybe that was the way we meant it. Now that he explained to me what that was, maybe that's the way.
Okay.
Yeah, buddy.
But later on in this, you suggest conference facilities and their assembly.
Yeah, that's a good point.
No, but not public.
But he's saying, like, if you're going to have a hotel and they're going to have assembly use, he's 100% right. That's a goof.
I mean, a
point taken.
No, you know what? It's really, it's not a goof.
But it's not tax exempt.
You didn't goof anything. I've been involved with Asbury Park for 15 years as zoning board attorney and 11 years as planning board attorney. So I did all of the redevelopment work from a planning and zoning perspective. I was planning board attorney in Long Branch from 80 to 90 with the first phase of redevelopment. So it's not a goof. It's just that when you look at things and you read them and you think it says something and all of a sudden you look at it a year or so later or you look at it the next day and read it, it says something completely different. I get what you're saying.
You didn't goof.
You know
Kevin Brown?
No.
The case in Long Branch? Where he was a tax exempt property, kind of ran the church, kind of didn't run the church, and went to the He came here first. We kind of, it wound up being a huge case for them where he took over a movie theater. And
I deal with it.
Looked that up. That was my reason. It's the Brown case. And it.
Asbury Park is like being a resident at an inner city hospital. You get to see all the diseases. In Asbury Park, I get to see everything that can conceivably come in before a zoning or a planning board. I mean, it's a challenge every single month. But you're not just to let you know, you're not wrong in your approach. It's just you'll look at things differently. And after the board gets a chance to really dig into this, it could, you never know. it goes all over the place. And what looked really good 20 years ago, 30 years ago, from a planning perspective, at that point in time, everybody thought in 20 years it would still look good.
As a matter of fact, the American Federation of Planners, I got the idea for two family years ago when I was on the board. That was something they came out with and said, well, make these illegal apartments one and allow this flexibility. And that's where I came up with the idea for that.
So maybe
in that case, that was...
And also, Mr. Serpico, on the items, or Mr. Truscott or whoever, Mr. Stockton, the items that we said that we do not support and strongly recommend not, we didn't even know if, you know, we could say that legally. So again, we're just, these are things like we don't support, but we don't know that it can be worded like that.
After the committee digests, there will be wisdom coming from the committee.
Yeah. can I quote you on it?
Yes.
It's not going to take overnight either.
At least be words.
Do you realize how much the town is rented now?
Yeah.
Yes.
We do.
And I also see those red boxes every day that make me very aggravated.
What's a red box?
Oh, vacant, bank gave up
condemned.
On it. Condemned.
Condemned.
There's like 40 of them in real estate.
Yeah. Substandard housing.
Don't send a fireman in there, I think it means, and get him killed to rescue nobody. I think that's the translation of that red X.
It's not safe for the fireman to enter. That's what it means.
It's not
the
a
means.
Okay.
I think I think at this time we'll open it up for questions of the witnesses here based on their presentation and their testimony tonight. So if you have questions on what they said, now's the time to ask. And I do see one hand come up, so please come forward. State your name and address for the record. And
Ida Fisher of 11 Locust Street, Highlands, New Jersey. This is my husband, Barry. We've lived in town now. We've owned our home for 26 years. And we actually love it here. However, we do realize times change. And what's been really nice is I've gotten quite a few answers tonight that I was so worried when I first read this report from the HPP. And I did get a few answers. I realized that, you know, reality is reality, and their readables do need to go up, and areas are going to have to change. My main concern was, even after, you know, I gave you my list of questions, my main concern, as is stated in the HPP report on page 5, non-permitted uses cause another problem. Lenders do not like writing loans for pre-existing non-conforming uses. That is my main concern. You see, if they change our area to mixed zone, the one thing that I would request is if we could make sure that we keep it a conforming use for the homes that are there, so that, in essence, our property values. If our property's values, you know, it's one thing if we have to understand and be, you know, gentlemanly about it and understand that the town wants to change some areas and we're going to have to sell our homes. That's one thing. Next thing is to say, well, first you're going to decrease my property value by changing the zoning, and then I have to sell my home. Well, that doesn't feel very good. So if we add in a mixed zone usage, but make sure that within that mixed zone, we're conforming. So that all of our properties on the area of Shore Drive to the Bay and on Locust Street stay conforming. That's the most important thing. Because, as is stated in the HPP report on page 5, as I already read, non-conforming properties have problems with loans. Hence, value goes down. Pretty simple, even I can understand it. And so I'm, you know, I'm not, I was very nervous when I first read this. I'm not nervous. I understand what they're looking for. I understand the needs. All I'm saying is, can we please protect the residents as we go along and do these types of things? And, you know, people have put our whole lives and our whole income into our homes. I myself personally have become disabled through the years. All I have left in life is my home. I'm depending on it to keep its value and at least have that. So I spoke to Mr. Golby already about that, and he said there might be a way that they could make sure they do that. So I was just wanted to get it on record that that would be something that would be very important.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? Seeing none, we'll close it to the public, and we'll wrap up. Take the information that we've digested so far to our subcommittee and report back to the planning board after the subcommittee meeting. And at that planning board meeting where our report is issued, we'll ask again for a presentation, and you'll have the opportunity again at that time to ask questions too. So feel free to come back and stay involved in the process.
Mr. Chairman, should carry it to a specific date, which would be August, so the public knows.
Our next planning board date?
August 11th.
August 11th. So the matter will be once again on the agenda for August 11th
right.
for public participation.
Right.
Correct.
Okay.
And the public invited to the subcommittee.
Public will be invited to the subcommittee meetings. They can listen,
but not
participate. Yes.
You don't have the date for the subcommittee yet?
No, we don't know that yet. But it will be published and put out for as many fields as we can.
Board, electronic board, and notice in the newspaper and the website gets copies of all public notices.
Right.
In closing, I just would like the record to reflect that this report was submitted on behalf of the HVP Economic Development Committee. At the request of our planning board liaison, Mayor Nolan. He serves as the planning board liaison to the board of directors. And I just also wanted to comment that 9 of the 13 board of directors, not including the mayor and council liaison, are residents of Highlands.
Why don't we take this report, Madam Secretary, and mark it as HBT Exhibit 1.
We're going to mark this. As
okay.
The arrow is on the code match. If something comes up in Asbury Park that I don't see. If we can, for the record, we will make the book of photographs as what did I call it? HBP number 2, exhibit 2.
And we'll still provide the disc. I think it's important
sure.
that they be able to reference it from the computer. I mean,
it'll be the same thing.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, just mention that once again that we wouldn't have a quorum and we haven't done anything else.
We'll do minutes if we're late.
Oh, yeah, we got
yes.
minutes, but we don't have a quorum on
the memorial.
On the veterans. He's got a couple.
I got recruited to help out with the engineering and survey.
He works
so we can't do that.
I'm going to mention that one more time. I forgot to mention that.
Yeah.
Sure, I'll mention it right now. Okay, the next thing on our agenda under item number 10 again, review of the report regarding the zoning ordinance amendment for the Shadow Lawn property and the resolution adopting approval of the zoning ordinance amendment report. Will not be heard tonight because we have an issue with regard to quorum, as I mentioned before, as well as with item number 12. There was a communication from our borough administrator regarding the memorial project at Veterans Park, and we have a quorum issue discussing that too. I've been asked to volunteer as part of the construction effort of that, so I would need to step down and leave us with only four when we need five for the quorum. So that item won't be heard at all tonight. That leaves us with...
He's accepted to do work on... He's now a
part of... Well, as a volunteer, it's not doing business, right?
Well, he shouldn't sit on something that he's involved in, a project that he's involved in.
Should have volunteered.
Really shouldn't.
Tomorrow.
I'm sorry. I mean, I'd like to say, well, go ahead and do it, but how...
Does it even have to come to the planning board?
I don't know that. And that was on the agenda. Unless it's in the nature of a capital review project, no. Unless the mayor and council have sent it to us for some specific reason.
No, we sent it to you so that you could say it's not necessary to be in front of you.
Oh, I thought it was sent to us to review.
Yeah. Well, we gave you the information so you could make an informed decision.
That's not what the letter says. Isn't the letter of referral asking us to review it?
And in your packets, you do have that.
Right? Yeah. That's...
I mean, if we don't have to be here, we don't want to be here.
Highlands Planning Board did a preliminary review of the project, and it's signed by the borough administrator, not asking us to decide whether or not we have jurisdiction to give it. So they sent, the administrator sent it to us. Wait a second. Just wait a second.
I should have volunteered tomorrow.
And I take no joy in being the one to tell you the bad news. If it's up to me, I'd let you do it, but the laws will.
Issues with regard to a quorum. If I step down, we don't have enough members to continue the meeting.
Nine with two alternates.
Actually counted the number. I know we have more than are here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Aaron, what's your question here?
Got 10.
We have a 9-member and 2 alternate planning boards.
Or 7 and 2?
I thought it was 9.
9 was here. 1's vacant.
1's vacant.
You're a councilman.
Correct.
Is this a capital project by the borough?
I'm not sure how to answer that. We're not spending any money.
So if it's not a capital improvement project by the borough, then, and it hasn't been referred to us by the governing body, hold on a second. Review of capital projects. Whenever the planning board shall have adopted any portion of the master plan, the governing body or other public agency having jurisdiction over the subject matter. Before taking action, is this a public agency that's going to take action on this, or is it a private agency?
It's not
a governmental agency.
We own the property.
Who's we?
We, the
council.
Okay. Borough. It's a Queen Acres property. Borough owns the property.
Okay.
And a not-for-profit group is coming into the property and developing it to install the memorial statue.
Before taking action necessitating the expenditure of any public funds incident to the location character. Any public funds being expended on this from the borough's budget?
We have some repairs to the park that have to get made anyway, that are unrelated to the project.
They're not, so this project is not going to involve the expenditure of any public funds?
Correct.
Okay. Governing body hasn't referred this over to us. It's just the administrator who sent us a letter. You don't need to be here.
We're not here.
You don't need to be
now,
here.
Now, strike us from the record.
Rip.
Okay. Because and our problem is we don't have the time frame to let some of these things happen.
If you did, you don't have to be here. The law doesn't talk about time. It talks about expenditure.
Copy of the audio record, please.
It talks about expenditure of public funds and whether or not the governing body or public agency is involved. And the public agency is not involved.
Right.
And there's no taxpayer funds being expended in connection with this project.
No.
Okay. You can go home.
Thank you.
Moving on to the next.
Okay. Next on our agenda, item number 11, approval of our minutes from the June 9th meeting.
I'll make that motion.
Okay. I'll second it.
Any discussion on that?
No.
No? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None?
Motion to adjourn.
Minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is motion to adjourn.
Second.
First and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None? Meeting is adjourned.
And again,